You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
UN experts yesterday commended the International Olympic Committee for considering allowing individual athletes from Russia and Belarus to take part in international sports competitions as neutral athletes. On the 25th of January, following discussions with two special rapporteurs, the executive board of the International Olympic Committee issued a statement referring to the need to respect the rights of all athletes to be treated without any discrimination in accordance with the Olympic Charter. I spoke to Alexandra Zhantaki, a UN special rapporteur in the field of cultural rights and professor of laws at Brunel University London in the UK on this matter. Here she is now.
So why are we all, why is the whole world against what Russia is doing? It is not just because, you know, it is immoral and it is bad, but it also because it is a flagrant violation of the common values that we have as humanity. The flagrant violation of the values that have become international law. So in order to, and if we accept that, we have ourselves to maintain and uphold these common values that we have agreed to respect. And direct discrimination and the prohibition of direct discrimination is one of these values that you cannot really, you know, no state and no entity can discriminate against someone just on the ground of their nationality. So I think that the original decision of the International Olympic Committee to exclude the Russian athletes and the Belarusian athletes was wrong, because they were excluding them only just on the basis of what their passport, where their passport was from. So I said from the beginning, we had discussions and I had sent them a letter concerning the original exclusion of the athletes that took place a few days after the start of the war, saying to them that this was against the current standards of international law. So we all agree that the war is illegal. We all agree that the International Olympics Committee can exclude states, and the national committees can exclude states from their competitions. But when it comes to human rights, we have all agreed that prohibition of discrimination is probably one of the of the most agreed principles we have as humanity. And what I'm saying is that we should treat these athletes in the same way that we treat all athletes. There is no reason for us to treat these athletes in any other way. What does this mean? This means that these athletes will still be subject to the rules of the Charter of the Olympics Committee, the Olympic Charter, I believe it's called, which is also human rights. So if they come out and they say things in favor and they incite to war, you know, they still have the restrictions to the right of expression. If they have symbols during the Olympics that are in favor of the war, the committee has the right to exclude them. So, you know, we already have guarantees. We don't need to exclude them from participating in these competitions. So this is where I'm coming from.
Experts have said that while understanding that all precautions must be taken to prevent sports competitions from being instrumentalized, no athletes should be required to take sides within conflict. And I guess this sort of raises that point of the importance of having no discrimination, especially for athletes that are wanting to compete. There was a lot of support for Ukrainian athletes during that time. However, Russian and Belarusian athletes did suffer within international competitions. Obviously, we're not going to go into the whole sports and athletics side of things and how it could impact the Olympics. If you're a weightlifting expert, you could probably delve into that. But why is this issue so important in today's day and age?
Yes, very, very good question. I think that I think that what is important thing is that, first of all, they should not be excluded because, you know, they would be excluded just on the basis of their nationality. But I think that the reason why we went one step further is that what I'm saying is that they should not really ask give us to sign forms that they have not participated in the war or they do not support the war, because in the recommendation of the International Olympic Committee of the 25th of January 2023, the committee said that the athletes should compete as neutral athletes if they provide they have not acted against the peace mission of the International Olympic Committee by actively supporting the war in Ukraine. And this is a quote. So what I'm saying is, how are we going to interpret by actively supporting the war in Ukraine? Who's going to tell, you know, whether they actively supported the war in Ukraine? If their own state has pushed them, has obliged them to go and participate in the war, are we going to exclude them? Or are we going to allow athletes who really would be seen as traitors if they did not go to the war by their own state? So I think that this creates, again, you know, another set of standards for the Russian athletes to the standards that other athletes from other countries would have to adhere to. And that's why we're saying, yes, we should allow them as neutral athletes, and then we should also not create any more conditions for them, apart from the conditions that all athletes have. And the reason why it is very important is because here we see why I feel that this issue is very important to me, is because here we see that there are some parts of humanity that say human rights are important, discrimination and prohibition of discrimination is important as long as we like the individuals. And what I'm trying to say is that no. Human rights are important when we do not agree with the individuals, when we do not have a lot in common with the individuals. This is when human rights come into play. You know, to say to somebody who is very similar to me, who has the similar background, who has the same opinions as I do, that I respect their, let's say, their right to opinion, means nothing. To say to somebody that I strongly disagree with, that I respect their right to opinion and expression, well, this is something. This is what human rights is all of, human rights law is all about. So international states around the world have signed and ratified international instruments and have undertaken specific legal obligations. If you ever undertake a specific legal obligation not to discriminate against someone on the basis of the nationality, you are not going to say, well, yes, but, you know, somebody else is really bad, you know, another state is really bad, so now we decide to discriminate against their inhabitants. You're not, or their citizens. You're not allowed to say that. So I think that by making a stance on this issue, what I'm trying to say is that, hey, human rights are important. Human rights are not important only when politics are not into play. Human rights are important at any situation, and we have to, and especially when it comes to such an important human rights such as prohibition of discrimination. And this prohibition of direct discrimination, I mean, the International Committee did not even say indirectly that these athletes would be excluded. It said directly Russian athletes. So we had athletes that were asked during various competitions to provide proof that they do not support the war in Russia. And something else, I mean, let's be a bit real here. How many wars are there around the world today? Why do we focus so much on a terrible, terrible, but only one of the wars that exist today? Are we going to ask the athletes from Myanmar to sign a form that they have not contributed to the genocide of the Rohingyas? Are we going to ask the athletes from China that they have not supported the retraining of the Uyghurs? Are we going to ask, where does this stop? Why do we only, are some of these violations less shocking than the violations, the terrible violations of human rights that exist and happen today in Ukraine? Who's going to make this this choice? So I think that these are important questions that we have to keep in mind.
During the Springbok tour of 1981 here in Aotearoa, the Springboks came to New Zealand to play the All Blacks. This was quite controversial in the 80s. The term which was coined was sports and politics shouldn't mix. This was obviously quite interesting at the time. Definitely divided the country between the whole, well, sports and politics shouldn't mix, and they definitely should mix, obviously, you know, with apartheid going on in South Africa. Yeah, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that statement in relation to this matter.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think that sports, and you cannot take politics away from any expression of life. But in the same way, you cannot take human rights away from any expression of life around the world. And I think that, you know, we hear a lot about how politics are ever present. How about human rights? Shouldn't they be ever present? So, you know, I feel that it's important to remember that these athletes, these Russian athletes, some of those had to do what their state asked them to. Otherwise, there would be repercussions for them, repercussions of their families, first of all. Secondly, you know, they have the loyalty towards the state that we all have towards our states. And thirdly, all of us, as I said, humanity has to uphold the human rights obligations we have undertaken. So I think that indeed politics are everywhere, including in sports, but so should human rights obligations be.
That was Alexandra Jantaki, a UN Special Rapporteur in the field of cultural rights and a professor of laws at Brunel University of London, speaking about the commending of the IOC for considering admission of Russian and Belarusian athletes as neutral contestants. You can listen to that full interview on BCast later on, but as well listen to it on the Playbook, which does come out today. So make sure you stay tuned for that. That's up on BCasts as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/BCasts.